According to the Bureau, the typical property tax bill is going down, if only by $1. That's the result of changes made to the state budget by Governor Doyle and touted by members of his administration as a tax freeze. But the Democratic governor's Republican critics point out that the decrease is an average and that nearly just as many people will see their taxes go up as down, especially for those who own property in areas with lots of new construction. State Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz also points out the governor's budget presupposes an increase in federal money coming into Wisconsin in the coming years, borrows massively from the state transportation budget, and increases spending.
The shame with respect to the governor's vetoes is that I think this pretty much guarantees we're going to be right back in the soup right after the election when people are going to say, gee, what was that all about?
Governor Doyle's top advisor is Administration Secretary Mark Murata, who says the Doyle budget works out slightly better for property taxpayers than the Republican budget.
Well, there'll be some people that'll see their property taxes go up, but, you know, by a very, very small amount. And that amount is going to be attributed to new growth. And just so you, I mean, I want to make it clear, that was true under both the Republican freeze and the governor.
Murata also says Doyle's line item vetoes cut delayed spending by half. That's the amount of spending that will have to be accounted for in the next budget. But Republicans say that delayed spending still adds up to $400 million. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.